Good afternoon. It's 3:44. This is 90.3 WBHM, your NPR news station. I'm Esther Chamakili. This year's been busy on the Alabama education beat. A study commissioned by the state education department called school funding inadequate and unequal. A key state senator floated a draft bill that could tie teacher pay to student test results and, says Alabama School Connections Tricia Powell Crane, charter schools became legal. But she tells WBHM's Dan Carson even that story is not quite so simple.
We were one of the, Alabama was one of the last states to get charter schools, okay? What we're hearing is charter schools won't actually be a reality until 2017. There's a lot of planning. There's been a lot of rulemaking. So how it affects our education landscape, we really don't know. We're not going to know for 3 or 4 years. The first year, no more than 10 charter schools can begin. So it's kind of on a pilot basis, really.
Is the state bureaucracy possibly dragging its feet on this?
You know, I don't know. When you're making the rules for 740,000 children and 1,500 schools and 136 school districts and 90,000 employees, I can see where it would take some time and you would want to get it right. I don't know if anybody's dragging their feet. I think it's just a really complicated thing.
Given some of the implementation issues that have popped up in other states, I mean, does it make you worried at all?
Charter schools are only as good as the operators. I don't know how you know up front if a charter school operator is going to be a good one or not. So it's always an experiment. It's just when you hire anybody, you never know until the work is done. There are red flags. There are certainly best practices. But I wouldn't say I'm worried. I think I'll be watching very carefully. The first few charter schools will really set the tone for whether or not this is going to work in Alabama.
Speaking of setting a tone, Alabama's school funding system is under scrutiny. A consulting firm hired by the state education department itself presented its findings to the state board this fall. And the report isn't good. What was the gist of it?
Well, what they told us was that the way that Alabama schools are funded is massively inequitable, that it creates all sorts of haves and have-nots. The school districts that have a lot, and the school districts that have very little local money are the have-nots. And then there's on the adequacy level, they told us that our funding is inadequate. We were about 20% short in what was really needed to fund at an adequate level. Alabama has a history of saying, well, we're happy with the haves and the have-nots. I mean, you know, the system has developed not out of ignorance. You know, there's been some purposeful choices that have been made that have allowed some school districts to amass more local money than others. And that's what this school funding study was trying to get at. And they made a couple of recommendations to fund schools not based on the number of warm bodies at the school, which is how we fund them now, but to look at the needs of the children. If children have special needs, how severe are those special needs? And to use sort of a funding factor, like if it costs 1.4 times the amount of a non-special needs child to adequately educate them, then provide 1.4 times that amount of money.
You're saying maybe a good idea might be a more customized approach, looking at the actual students as opposed to just sort of a blanket treating them all the same based on some general numbers?
Exactly. And that was not my idea. That was what the study said.
Just yesterday, you reported on State Senate President Pro Tem Del Marsh's latest draft bill. Now, it's complicated, and we should be clear here that it's just a draft, but if anything like it becomes law, and that could happen in just a few weeks, we're talking major changes in education in Alabama. Can you tell our listeners a little about that?
Well, remembering, you know, it is a draft. If teachers do exceedingly well, right, then they will be paid a bonus. At this point, Alabama is one of only six states that does not tie teacher evaluation to test scores in some way. The devil is in the details. How much of a percentage? Is it based on growth? And what if you're a new teacher? What if you're a special education teacher?
Right. I mean, my thought was if you're an art teacher or a music teacher, how is that going to tie into your evaluation?
And I don't have the answer for that. Bringing this to scale, I have some concerns. Where do you find 45,000 excellent teachers? You know, no comment on what's happening out there now. We have a lot of struggles in our schools, right? Can we really expect every teacher to be able to mount all of those struggles that children face in a day and then show some fantastic result on a standardized test score? It's going to be an interesting challenge.
That was Tricia Powell Crane of Alabama School Connection speaking with WBHM's Dan Carson. You can hear more on the year's top education stories, including the Alabama Accountability Act, in an extended conversation on our website, WBHM.org.